Welcome to another episode of the Weeb Retreat Podcast, the first, in fact. We hope you enjoy your stay. We are the Weebs, your hosts. My name is James, this is Germs, and today we have a lot to talk about. How you doing, Germs?
I'm feeling pretty good,
Yep, first episode of the podcast. We hope you guys enjoy this content. Timestamps in the description, as always. All right, let's get into the weekly roundup. First, for this spring season, 2021, Boku no Hero, Season 5, Episode 1. What'd you think, Germs?
I thought it was kind of meh. It felt really slow. Nothing really interesting or anything of note really happened at all. It was filler as well, so they didn't even do a good job on that. So not feeling too good about this first episode, but it's the first one, so next episode looks pretty good from what it looks like in the trailer, teaser.
Yeah, and I want listeners to understand that we're both Boku no Hero fans, but for me personally, we need to get past this filler stuff. I know that Bones is doing a great adaptation and all, but it seems like every season that we get always starts off with a filler episode. I felt that the character introductions were completely unnecessary. We all know who they are and what their powers are. Why do we need to get that, 3 seconds? I mean, I know why, to fill up the episode, but no one's going to watch season 5 without having watched the first 4 seasons. It's not intended for that. So I felt that that was completely unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also thought, because in the next episode, they're going to show off the new winter costumes. So I feel like if at least they've shown those costumes out during this, like, okay, we're going through each character. This is their new costume. This is, remember what their quirk is. Okay, cool. Okay. It's not a complete waste of time, but they're still in their old costumes. They were kind of just doing a meh kind of story a little there. But I would have been at least not too mad if they at least showed the new costumes for everyone individually, but they didn't even do that. So it's kind of just a waste of an episode really to me.
Yeah, they had to put out a fire and, one of the students was pretending to drown. We had a little bit of an action sequence in there, but completely unnecessary. It didn't pull me back to the show. We haven't seen Boku no Hero in like a year. It's just a weak start. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is, Endeavor. Season 4 actually left off on a high note for me with the Endeavor fight and him, taking the mantle of the number one hero now. Mm-hmm. My question is, and you would know this because you're a manga reader, hopefully it doesn't happen, but All Might kind of feels, like he's taking a back seat here, right? I mean, he's no longer the number one hero. We know what happened with his fight with All For One. He's his energy is greatly, diminished at this point. And I just hope that his character, I hope that we still see his character around. But, you would know the answer to that.
Other than, I can't really talk about the future unless without spoiling stuff. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how this season goes and see how long this next arc will be. Because I'm not too much of a fan of this next arc. It feels a little bit slow and doesn't really focus on the characters we want to focus on. So I just hope that they get to the good stuff and then just get right into it. But I'm not too hopeful for that, unfortunately.
Yeah, and we assume it's going to be 2 cores as well. So, maybe one half is going to be the winter, what would you call it?
The 1A versus 1B.
Yeah, 1A versus 1B. So we assume that's going to take half of the season. But yeah, I'm excited to watch the season, but a terrible start for me personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else you want to bring up about this, or
not exactly? You have any? Yeah, have anything else to add? Yeah, pretty sluggish start. Next week we are going to have Shaman King air on Thursday and Megalobox air on Sunday. Those two will be added to the weekly roundup, and then the week after that we will have The Way of the House Husband on that following Thursday. Don't Tease Me Nagatoro-san on Saturday, and then Tokyo Revengers on Sundays. And so then after that third week, we will have the complete weekly roundup, and that will be all 6 of them. So yeah, Boku no Hero is all we have for this week, but that's just because it's begun airing for the others. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into the weekly discussion. And this week's discussion is going to be centered around this anime. I think you've heard of it before, Germs. Shingeki no Kyojin, the final season. Or was it the final season, as we'll talk about? So, as we watch today, the final episode, episode 16 of Attack on Titan, the final season, has officially aired. We have, you know, an announcement. We are going to put it right here, a Twitter announcement that we are going to be getting the final season part two. But before we even get into that, let's just talk about the season as a whole. What did you think of Attack on Titan, the final season, part one?
Yeah, I think it was really good. There was a lot of good moments there and a lot of good lore and some world building. Some of the world building was felt a little weird, just to be thrown in just out of nowhere. But a lot of stuff was like brought back and stories and characters were all like kind of linked together in a good way. And it's like, okay, now I can kind of see what's going on here and how this is the end goal of everyone is here. But there wasn't as many hype moments as I expected from the previous season, especially from season three. That was absolutely insane. But
that's true.
You know, there was a lot more dialogue and lore and stuff like that, which is pretty interesting. So hopefully this final part here will bring that action that I've been looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I thought that the season was fantastic. You know, everything but Gabby. You could keep Gabby. Gabby, you could keep, but everything was fantastic besides Gabby. What did you make of MAPPA's adaptation now that they took over the reins? Every other season up until this point has been Wit Studio. So what did you think of MAPPA taking over?
Yeah, I think they did a pretty good job. I didn't really notice any of the CG. And you know, obviously you can see it every once in a while there, but yeah. You know, they're only humans at MAPPA. The animation
all the people upset about that. I mean, come on, guys. We just got a phenomenal season, you know?
It's not like there was like a slideshow or anything at any point. It was just like there's so many things going on with people in the omnidirectional gear and all the titans everywhere just constantly and all the fire and whatever in the back, especially in some of those scenes. So like it's as good as, you know, unless it was like a movie budget, I could see it looking better, obviously. But with it being a whole 16 episode thing, animation was pretty good and didn't really notice like some of the Levi scenes were exactly how I expect them to be. So it's not like there was a jarring difference between like some of the Levi scenes in the previous seasons versus this one. So it kind of felt just like the usual, just, you know, there's a little bit more CG to noticeable with some of the Titans sometimes, but other than that, pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. Is it as good as Wit's adaptation? In my opinion, no, but it's still phenomenal. I think that they've still done a great job with it. A great continuation. I think, you know, people just need to be happy that the story is continuing. What we need to realize is that the first season aired back in 2013. I mean, that's just so long ago in the year gap between season one and season two. I mean, just the fact that we're finally here, we're finally getting a full, faithful adaptation is fantastic. So yeah, let's get into the announcement. The final season part two announced via Twitter. What do you make of that?
I'm just not the fan of the name mostly. I just hate the name final season part two.
Yeah.
But other than just that totally just irrelevant detail, I just wanted more questions. Is like, is it going to be 12 episodes? Is it going to make the full final season a full 24? So it'll only be like 8 episodes or something? Obviously, none of us are manga readers, so we don't know exactly how much stuff is actually left. But I would expect maybe 12 episodes to finale it off. It seems like there's still some stuff going on, still some stuff left. Obviously, they left off right in the cliffhanger at the end there. But yep. I could see it being 12. I would prefer it maybe just, you know, keep it how it's been, you know, no filler, no nothing, just right into the good stuff.
Please.
So I just hope they leave this part two, not, they don't make it to a full 12 episodes if it doesn't need to be, or, you know, whatever they got to do. But
yeah, I think it's going to be one core. I think that, you know, that's how they did it with season three. I think that they're going to do it that way. From what I've read and from what I understand, there's too many arcs left. You know, you and I are both anime onlys. We are not manga readers, so we can't really speak to that. We don't want to get spoiled with all that manga stuff, but yeah, we know it's coming to an end. We know that, you know, we have the final season part two. that should be the one that wraps it up. You know, we're not assuming that there's going to be anything afterwards. No part three, no movie. We're assuming that winter 2022, which is when it is announced, that that will be the actual final conclusion to Attack on Titan. Yeah, so would you have preferred a movie over a final season part two?
Yeah, I definitely would have preferred a movie. You know, it's 1.5 hours, you know, or maybe 2 hours at most. You know, the beautiful movie budget that they'd be getting, so it'd look beautiful, whatever fights we get, and the, some of the scenes, I'd imagine, especially some of the ending scenes, maybe. But I think they're still going to do a good job with the animation and everything, with it still being a series, as they've already done already. But I feel like it could have raised it to that next level, you know, if it was a movie.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, for me, as long as they adapt it and they keep it faithful and, you know, we get a great conclusion, you know, I'll be happy. But, you know, think about a movie, too. We'd have to wait for the Blu-ray release or, you know, whenever it comes out here in the States. So, you know, I'm happy. And plus, it's winter 2022. I mean, with all that MAPPA has on their plate, hey, you know, I ain't complaining, you know, because they have so much going on right now. They have Jujutsu Kaisen, you know, Chainsaw Man coming out. They got a lot of stuff going on. So, yeah. I safe to say we're both hyped about it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah. And so yeah, let's just get into story wise. And yes, this will be spoilers for anyone who hasn't finished the final season yet. You can skip to this time that we're going to show right here. Where do you think that the story is going to go from here, Germs? I mean, like you said, we really left off on a cliffhanger there.
Yeah, I just have a few things that I think that possibly could happen. Just one of those more smaller things is with Armin. He seemed like he was saying sympathetic towards Yelena's and, you know, the Jaeger's cause. So I wonder if that was a genuine reaction to him, or was that him just trying to like get on her good side or his good side? So that was a little thing. So I wonder if they're going to do anything else with that, or is that was just, you know, in the moment. That's one of the things. What do you think about that? Anything with Armin?
Yeah, Armin, you know, last we saw him, he was getting beat the shit out of by Eren, you know, so I wonder if that's going to sway his loyalty at all, or, you know, because it seemed like him and Mikasa were still, you know, despite everything going on, still loyal to Eren, but that was a pretty dramatic moment. I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah, I'd agree as well.
Yeah.
So another thing I want to think is maybe Levi will come back. I mean, obviously, I think everyone, all the fans, really love Levi on all his beautiful scenes. So I feel like they're going to bring him back for just one more fight against Zeke. I feel like that'd be so badass. Especially maybe he lost a leg or something like that. I can't imagine him being dead or like unable to use the maneuver gear at least to get one more fight in. I think he's, you know, either him or Zeke is going to die right at the end, or, but I feel like it's definitely going to be there's one last badass fight for Levi left in him.
Yeah. As much as I love this final season, part one that we just got, their fight scene, while great, while fantastic, I just a little bit left to be desired for me. Like they could, if they fought one more time, I'd be a little bit more satisfied with that just because their first meeting was so fantastic. This one was, you know, pretty one-sided. I get that they were a little bit rushed for time on the episode count and they're, you know, trying to get through the first half of this final season. But if they can meet one more time and get some good action scenes in, I would be very happy about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree as well. I just have one more little thought as well, just about Annie. You know, she still exists technically.
The wild card. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is she gonna be brought up back, or is Eren just gonna already just go chomp her real quick with the armor titan, or with the jaw titan?
Founding titan. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if Annie's gonna be brought back into the story at all in any way, or they're just gonna just totally forget about that until the end and just be like, oh, you know, here's Annie still.
I bet that she comes back in some form, because they did tease her for this first part. So, Isayama has not forgotten about her at this point in time. So I assume they'll bring her back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then all I have left is really just the like stuff we saw at the last episode here is just, okay, it seems like we have, you know, Eren versus all the other Titans. And seems like our boy Armin is stuck in the cells down there, so he can't even help out. So it's mostly just Eren versus everyone, really. So really, So maybe I hope he brings out that armored titan, the Warhammer titan.
Yeah. Oh, the Warhammer titan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully he does some cool shit with that, because you know he's going 1v3.
Well, yeah.
And then if Zeke comes in a 1v4, and that's not looking good for him, you know.
Yeah, the Marleyans are making their counterattack right now. So I think that's going to be maybe the first half of part two, or maybe the whole thing. I mean, we don't know. But yeah, and Aaron saw Reiner in this last episode. And yeah, that sets up a great showdown as well. So I'm hyped for that.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see Reiner's, you know, back and full of energy, because, you know, the past few things, times we've seen him, he seemed more suicidal or just like giving up with doing all this. So it's interesting to see he's back and ready to go to finish this off.
Yep, hyped. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for the weekly discussion. You know, as we mentioned, the Attack on Titans final season is going to get a part two coming winter 2022. You know, I think we're both pretty satisfied. We'll be watching. Mm-hmm. We're, you know, hyped up. Germs would have preferred a movie as opposed to a second season, you know, which mm-hmm. makes sense. I'm pretty happy with either. So let's get into the weekly news here. Another anime, you might have heard of it, might not have heard of it. It's called Demon Slayer. It has a movie. The movie has surpassed Spirited Away as the highest grossing film in Japan, which is amazing. That's crazy. And guess what, Germs? It's finally coming to America. So it's been announced that through Funimation and Aniplex that we are getting a North America release, meaning, you know, the U.S. and Canada. It will be here in theaters on April 23rd, and tickets go on sale on April 9th. So coming up. Are you hyped for this movie? Yeah.
I'm super hyped. That day one, instantly going to buy those tickets, because I feel like those are going to sell out instantly. I think the hype in America and everywhere else is sky high, just especially how the way the first season ended, and it seems like the movie is going to be as hype as it always was.
Yeah, absolutely. Ufotable is doing a fantastic job with that series. You know, the biggest criticism I see with Kimetsu no Yaiba is that, you know, some people say it's overrated, it's the normie anime, whatever. For me, you cannot deny that it's a good story. Ufotable is doing a fantastic job with the animation. You know, the fight scenes are incredible. You know, who isn't, if you're an anime fan, who isn't excited for this movie, you know? Yeah, we're both anime only, so we don't know much about the story, and we're kind of trying to stay away from it, but absolutely anticipate a review on this channel when it comes out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right, let's get into the next. Super excited. Let's get into the next piece of news here. Another movie announcement. We got a lot of movie announcements to get through here in the anime world. Jujutsu Kaisen just finished. Fantastic season. We both watched it. We are already getting a movie announcement. Very reminiscent of Demon Slayer, huh? First season ends, the movie announcement immediately. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is going to be based off of Volume 0 of the manga. So it's going to be a prequel or a backstory of some sort. Let me read the synopsis here. Yuta Okotsu is a nervous high school student who is suffering from a serious problem. His childhood friend Rika has turned into a curse and won't leave him alone. Since Rika is no ordinary curse, his plight is noticed by Gojo, the teacher at Jujutsu High, a school where fledgling exorcists learn how to combat curses. We know that. Gojo convinces Yuta to enroll, but can he learn enough in time to confront the curse that haunts him? So, yeah. What do you make of that synopsis, Germs?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good. I expected to see Gojo back. You know, he's such a fan favorite, and I think everyone loves his character. So just seeing him interact with a new character will be nice to see, and see how he goes. The curse seems like an interesting, because it seems like it's not like a easy to exercise thing, or Gojo obviously would instantly just exercise it right there. So it doesn't seem like it's like a harmful kind of thing. So, or maybe there's some special way, but we'll see. And it seems like it's interesting that it's only one movie with this totally new character that we didn't even know that even existed before. So, interesting.
Yeah, manga readers are really hyped about this. Manga readers are very glad that this is going to get a movie. I think it's interesting that they're going, you know, backstory route as opposed to like a traditional shonen, you know, movie side plot. But hey, if there's one thing that Jujutsu Kaisen is you know, subverting expectations, going, you know, non-traditional route with shonen, and it's a formula that's working. I think it might revolutionize the shonen genre. All right, let's move on here. So Sword Art Online, progressive anime. We have a second teaser video, new visual, more cast. Yeah, so this film is set for the fall of this year. What can you tell us about this? So for reference, I have only seen the first two seasons of Sword Art Online. I have had no problems with the first. I hated the second. Stopped watching after that point. You have a lot more experience with it. So what can you tell us about this, Germs?
Yeah, so this is for everyone. This is a totally, it's going back to the basics of SAO, and it's a more extended version of the first arc of Iron-Crad. So you don't have to see any of this, the second season or Underworld or all that kind of stuff. It's back to the basics of the first season. So it basically just goes through an extended version of all the things that were skipped in the first arc. And the really interesting thing that when I was looking into the series as a whole is that there's like 7 light novels currently, and they're still currently coming out. And the even crazier thing is volume 6, you know, they had 100 floors. Volume 6 ends at floor 6.
Wow.
So we're like, you know, obviously they skipped like from like 25 to 100 like at the end there, but at volume 6, it's only at floor 6. So like I thought it was gonna be like, oh, this, it seemed like 4 volumes or something, and it goes through the whole thing again. But when I looked into it, it seems like it's really, really slowed down. This isn't like a, like, oh, you know, we'll extend it out to a movie length. It's like, this is like, it feels like real time of like seeing how everything went in those past 2 years. So that's the thing I'm interested to see, because I thought it was going to be like one movie, all singular contained, get the whole arc over again. But it doesn't seem that's the case. So I'm really interested to see how this goes.
Well, yeah, and right now it's announced as one movie. So we know that the light novels are taking their time, but is the movie going to, you know, are we still going to have that same pacing as the light novel? Obviously not. They're going to have to cram it into a movie, or maybe it's going to be a movie series. We don't really know. We just know that this first, maybe only one, is going to be is announced for the fall. So if it's revisiting stuff and we're not getting too wacky with it, I will be watching. You know, I think most of us agree, no matter what kind of SAO fan you are, or if you hate the series, there's a lot of haters out there. I think most of us agree that the first arc was the best, right? As the SAO arc. So yeah, even though I've fallen off and I've not been keeping up with it, I will be watching this. So
yeah, I just wonder what they do in the movie. Is it, you know, do they make some slight changes to, because, you know, now it's like a remake, you know, do they make some slight changes to some of the things and plot points to make it a little bit better? You know, are there new characters that were totally missed or whatever, and were they any good? So
I think so. From the visual we have, it looks like there's a new character, for at least for the anime, right? Like, I don't remember this chick. So I assume they're going to go through some new territory. You know, it says here that, you know, as you said, they're going to go they're floor by floor, you know, slower paced story. So yeah, I think it's retreading the same old stuff, but just content that we haven't seen and taking it slower. So
Because if you've seen all the latest seasons like I have, like, because they kind of retcon some stuff into the original SAO with the laughing coffin and all that kind of stuff.
Oh my god!
So I feel like that's gonna be brought into this progressive series, because it was just kind of like retconned in these later seasons. Like, oh, you remember back in the original one where the laughing coffin's like, oh, I thought laughing coffin was only like a few episodes, or whatever. So I feel like that's kind of the kind of stuff that's going to be added in this progressive series, some stuff that, you know, some slight changes or added some things to make the retcon fit in a little bit better or something like that.
Yeah, that way it's not a retcon now. It's actually part of the story. Yeah, I'm curious. Do you think they're going to make it a movie series, or they're going to just tell the progressive story in one movie? I mean, what do you think they're going to do?
It'd be interesting if they did a couple movies, maybe 3, a trilogy. Or per se, I feel like that'd be a pretty interesting idea. Maybe just like condense all these light novels. So, but
and to be clear, the light novels aren't it's still continuing, right? It's they're not over, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So I wonder if they're going to just, you know, create some stuff towards some of the stuff that hasn't been created yet in the light novels, or they're just going to go off what they already got here. So I'm interested to see what they do, and I'm definitely going to be watching and interested in seeing.
Well, it's SAO. We know it's going to make money, and so if it's even a hint of successful at all, they're going to continue it, maybe. I assume so. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get on into the next piece of news here. My Hero Academia's third film. You know, we just got a teaser for it. Full title, World Heroes Mission. It has an August 6th opening. Yeah. What can you tell us about this, Germs?
Yeah, it's really weird because, like, from the trailer, it shows, like, oh, like, it has a new news broadcast, and it's like, oh, Izuku Midoriya, wanted criminal. And it's like, what? And then it's like, it's like some showing them, like, jumping out of planes, like some, like, government planes and stuff. So maybe it's a more spy / secret mission kind of thing going on here. But the new outfits look pretty sick. I personally think. I'm really interested to see how that goes. But I just wonder how the tone is, because it seems like it's a more serious kind of tone. You know, Midoriya is a wanted criminal and all that kind of stuff. So I wonder how that happens.
So yeah, and it looks like there's going to be an emphasis on Midoriya, Bakugo, and Todoroki. So if the series goes in that direction where there's going to be a big emphasis on them, maybe this is them easing viewers into that. So yeah, I mean, it's done by Bones. Bones has been doing Boku no Hero for quite some time now. Yeah, I mean, given the episode that we talked about today, I'm not like super hyped for this, but it's another Boku no Hero movie. I enjoyed the first two, so.
Yeah, and it's really, really interesting with the movies, because the tone of the first two movies have had like that little bit more serious aspect towards some of the villains and kind of stuff. So maybe they're going right just deep into that aspect of just a more serious kind of movie. But no idea, obviously, because, you know, it's not out yet and there's nothing to go off of.
Yeah, I mean, all we have right now is a teaser, the name, when it's coming out. So August 6th, the fall release. So that's interesting. I wonder when it'll, you know, eventually make its way over here in the States. But yeah, we'll be on the lookout for this. You know, we have it's coming off the back of this fifth season. So, yeah. All right. All right, let's get into the last piece of news here. This one took me by surprise. So we have Anime Japan 2021 going on right now. So lots of announcements are coming out. We just went through, you know, four movies right now. You know, tons of stuff to talk about. This one really took me by surprise, though. Anohana is getting a 10th anniversary event. And yeah, it's going to be a new anime of some sort. We have a visual for it. And yeah, so let me read this for you. Anohana premiered in 2011 and received an anime film sequel in 2013. Now, I didn't check out the sequel. It was mostly a recap with a few extra scenes, but this new whatever we got going on here really excites me. You know, it's set 10 years after, you know, the events of the first series. You have not seen the first series, so now, Germs, now would be a good time to go check it out. Now's the perfect time. Yeah, and it's going to be coming out August 28th as, you know, a celebratory 10th anniversary. So I know that you haven't seen it, but you got anything to say about it?
Well, I got a few months to watch the original one now, I guess, and whatever that movie was you said there, the sequel movie.
Yeah, I didn't even check that out, but highly, 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 highly recommend that you watch it, Germs. And when you watch it, maybe if we don't watch it together, when you watch it, you need to never, ever skip the ending song. Everyone who's seen it, comment below. You know what I'm talking about. There's only 11 episodes. Never skip that ending, because by the time you get deeper in the series, that ending, that ED is going to hit you right in the heart. It's like a knife, and it's just going to keep digging deeper and deeper. So yeah, Anohana. Again, if Devil is a Part-Timer is going to get a season two, you know, 10 years later, what won't we get, you know? So surprising, but I guess not surprising in a world where we get crazy sequels all the time. So yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's going to wrap up the weekly news. Now let's get into some weekly thoughts. So this is one I did not tell you about, Germs, in anticipation for this episode. So there is something I watched this season that I did not tell you about. And I want to give you three guesses. Pull up Mal. Pull up this winter season. It's something I have not told you that I'm watching. And I never told you I have any interest in it. And I want to see if you guess it, because it's a little bit on the obscure side.
Let's see. Looking,
and obviously, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about what I thought about the show. But let me see if you can even guess it, because no one's talking about it.
Oh, that makes it even harder. Well, there's some stuff. It's the first season, correct? Right?
Yes, it's the first season.
Okay, then that eliminates some stuff. There's some stuff on my radar that I enjoy that's a little bit lower on the X-Arm.
No, I stay clear of that. And I won't count that, because we've talked about that. You showed me, I don't know why you showed me, but you showed me a little bit of that. So we won't count that, but no, it is absolutely not X-Arm. It's not that bad.
Fuck, if it's something I didn't recommend, then it's probably not any of these fantasy or isekais. World Trigger? No, that's a second season.
Is that a second? Oh, I can't count that then. Yeah. You get three guesses, Germs. I want to see if you get it.
So no. I guess that was my first one or second?
No. That doesn't even count, because that's the second season. And X-Arm absolutely doesn't count. We talked about that before. I'm not watching that shit. That'd be unfair if I counted that. I already told you I will never watch that.
Let's think. Something that's kind of good, I guess. Maybe it's wild. Back Arrow? That's my first one.
That's going to be the first one.
All I see is garbage below that, so let me get a little higher. Last Dungeon?
Nope, not Last Dungeon. Although we did talk about that, but I'll count it. That's your second one. I was thinking about watching it, but no, it's actually not that.
So it's something we haven't talked about at all.
At all.
I never mentioned it.
No, you never mentioned it.
Fuck, if I didn't mention it, I watched a lot of good stuff this season. So
this didn't even reach your radar, so I don't think you've seen it, and you have certainly never mentioned it, so.
I'll give my one last guess, but it's not a movie or anything, right? It's just a show.
No, it's a season. It's a first season.
Okay. Then I was like, oh, maybe Sailor Moon here.
Am I stumping you?
I think I got it. I think I might have got it, Mr.
Ooh,
James.
You only got one shot, so let's hear it.
Vlad Love.
No. It's not that.
That's the only thing that I noticed that was my radar.
It might be lower. Have you heard of High Rise Invasion?
What? What?
All right, so are you on Mal? Are you on Mal?
Yep, I'm.
It's called Tenku Shinpan.
Tenku Shinpan.
High Rise Invasion is the English name. No, absolutely nobody is talking about it.
This? I saw that. I just didn't even register that this would be something worth watching. Oh my lord, Mr. James.
I checked it out on a whim. So do you know anything about it? Did you see a trailer, or were you just like,
I think I
just
seen one trailer like forever ago, but
all right, so
what the hell is this, Mr. James?
It's certified trash is what it is. Okay, so let me talk about it. So this girl, it's a Netflix anime. Let's just get that out of the way. That automatically eliminates half the population from watching it. So this girl wakes up surrounded by a bunch of high-rise buildings, right? Mm-hmm. And she has no idea how she got there. And she notices masked people all around. And these masked people are trying to kill her. So she's basically in a survival game, trying to survive against these people that you find out, and this isn't too much of a spoiler, it's pretty early on, you find out they're being controlled by the masks. And then, so the main plot is she's trying to find her brother. Her brother is somewhere in this isekai world. It's not an isekai, but this world that they all woke up in. Then you have a masked man who has a run-in with the brother, and you kind of follow two different routes. You kind of have the main story with Yuri, I think her name is. Then you have this masked man who has a shotgun. He had that run-in with her brother, so you know, you kind of follow them two in this crazy horror. It's a horror anime, so lots of action, lots of blood,
some spicy scenes.
Some spicy scenes, total trash. You know, if you just want some dumb fun, I guess I could recommend this, but it absolutely is trash. No doubt about it. Here's some good things I can say about it. The dub was good. I watched it dubbed.
Usually
I don't watch stuff dubbed, but the dub was good. Yeah, if it's a good dub and it's a good sub and they're both equally good, in my opinion, why not watch the dub? It's just easier on the eyes. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to worry about looking downward at the screen, and you know, you just get to watch it play out, right? So I watched it dubbed. Mm-hmm. The dub was good. The music was good. The music was solid. Other than the music and the dub, I really don't have much good things to say about it. You know, there's some spice. The girls look good. Tons of action. Blood. You know, horror anime, but total trash. I wanted to see if you would guess it. Even you couldn't guess it, you know? So that means it's pretty low on the totem pole here, so.
Mm-hmm. Battle out of Mr. James out of nowhere.
Unexpected,
this one here. I've seen 20 things this season. This was not even close to my radar here.
And I didn't put it on my mouth so that you wouldn't see it, you know? So made sure not to give it up. And I knew that I thought that you wouldn't guess it. It's pretty, I mean, I assume it's pretty low. What's the score on Mal? It's at a 6.82.
Like 6 point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's generous in my opinion. That's pretty generous. I would rate it lower than that. I think I'm going to give this like a 5, dude.
Hey, at least on any list, it's more popular than X-Arm. So at least you got that there.
Well, anything that comes out should be more popular than X-Arm. But yeah, so there's my quick review/rant/thoughts about High Rise Invasion. If you want to watch a dumb show and a popcorn show with lots of blood and gore and just a horror anime.
With a seemingly good dub.
A good dub, good music, but that's pretty much all I can say about it. The ending was horrendous. I don't know if there's a season 2, but I won't be watching the season 2. The action was good, but meh. It'll be forgettable in some time. So. Mm-hmm. Are you interested in it, Germs, now that I've told you this? Or are you like, nah.
Well, I'll have to see how much time I have once I finish up this current season. I'm almost done with this current season.
This current season.
I'll have to see if...
So many good stuff this current season, so... Yeah. Mm-hmm. I checked it out on a whim. All right. So, all right, Weeps. We hope you enjoyed your stay. Make sure to hit that thumbs up and subscribe if you're a weeb like we are. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, give us a follow there. Yeah? Any last mm-hmm. words, Germs?
No, some interesting surprise there, but yeah, Book Rate was a little slow, but Attack on Titan's got us something to look forward to in all these movies. Woo, tons of them.
Yeah, and next week we'll have a lot more in the weekly roundup. The week after that, we'll have a full lineup of 6 shows to be talking about every single week. So stay tuned, and yeah, Weebs out. See you guys next week.